There's a national conversation on the issue of street harassment that happens each year during the first week of April. Tanya English is here. Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Maiken.
You've been tracking this issue for some time.
Depending on where you live or how you get to work, maybe it's been a while since anyone yelled, "Yo, shorty," at you from across the street. When call-outs and come-ons like that turn aggressive, Holly Curl says that's street harassment.
Women who have to hear that a lot, it just gets annoying.
Curl began as a blogger and later founded a nonprofit group to help women feel safe in public spaces.
That's something that, you know, men are afforded is the luxury of walking places without other people approaching them and commenting on how they look or telling them to smile or asking for their phone number.
Teenage girls in particular struggle with come-ons that escalate to questions like, "Where are you going?" or "Can I come with you?" That can feel threatening, even if a man doesn't intend to take those questions any further. Policy ideas to stop street harassment have evolved, but early on, one solution was to simply separate men and women. In 1906, the Women's Municipal League in New York City proposed a ladies-only commuter train to protect women from the fearful crushes of licentious men. Now, supporters of that plan were called men haters, and the opponents wrote lots of editorials in local magazines and newspapers.
"I don't think our New York men are such beasts that we can't sit in the same car with them. I like men." Mrs. Lily Devereaux Blake.
Today's anti-street harassment activists are sometimes also dubbed men haters. But Holly Curl says she considers men allies in her work. She wants to create a common definition for street harassment, but she's up against some pervasive and conflicting ideas about what behavior is acceptable. Take Saturday morning cartoons, for example. Remember Pepe Le Pew?
The skunk would chase that cat around, and she was always trying to get away from him.
"Ah, golden girl, you are the corned beef to me. I am the cabbage to you."
And it's like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Like, that's funny, but no, I mean, she wants to get away from him. That shouldn't be a joke. She should be able to get away from him.
Anti-street harassment doesn't mean men and women can't speak to each other outside. But Curl's advice to men who want to connect with women is compliment a woman's ability, not her appearance.
So, for example, as a runner, men have said things like, "I like the way your tits bounce when you run." That's not a compliment. That's really offensive. That was so upsetting and humiliating. On the other side, I've had some men and women say things like, "Oh, you go, girl," or "Your stride looks really strong." I take that as a compliment.
Curl also suggests that men reserve their compliments for the women in their lives who they actually know. A stranger may or may not consider your clever come-on flattering.
Tanya, I get it, but is there any evidence, any research that this is a public health problem?
You know, I think that's still an open question. When you search health research databases, what you look for is the term stranger harassment. That replaces street harassment. And there aren't very many studies on that. And there aren't even a lot of mentions of that term. But that may be changing. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently added a question to one of its national surveys about stranger harassment. Cornell University researcher Beth Livingston says that may encourage public health professionals to consider this a topic for research. Now, she usually studies gender issues in the workplace, but recently she began working with an anti-street harassment group to review stories from women who've experienced this. And Livingston says she's noted some really big emotional red flags.
There was a lot of fear, a lot of anxiety, a lot of people who described changing their behaviors and losing sleep at night because they knew they were going to have to walk by the same people every day on their way to work, on their way to school.
So this really affects women's lives.
Yeah, Livingston says many women describe lewd encounters with adult men starting when they were as young as 12 or 13 years old. Often these were not one-off stories, but frequent encounters. And she says over time, those kind of encounters have the potential to be more destructive than, say, something like bullying, which happens at school. She says for some women, street harassment is a stress that can accumulate.
The same way that having a sick child or family member for a long period of time can wear on you and build up stress, and your own health is then put at risk.
So, Maiken, lots of national groups are trying to document the problem and using social media to really give women a way to respond in a safe way. Others are talking directly to men about what's acceptable. I spoke with muralist and public artist Tatiana Fazale-Zadeh. She created a series of posters with captions with things like, "Critiques on my body are not welcome." Her street art series is called Stop Telling Women to Smile.
Having a man tell me that I would be prettier if I would smile or ask me to give him a smile makes me feel like I'm outside to entertain him. And that's the thing about it. It like happens so often and so frequently. It becomes an issue and you feel uncomfortable and you feel violated. It's called Stop Telling Women to Smile, and it consists of portrait drawings of women that I know. These very really pretty sketchy portraits of women. Most of the women are women of color. You know, I feel like they're faces that women would have as they're outside on the street, bold and kind of strong and neutral faces. And I'm pasting them up wherever I can, Philly and New York, I've been to DC. It's anti-street harassment. So if you're a man who doesn't commit street harassment, then this has nothing to do with you. If you're a woman who enjoys, you know, this type of interaction between men and women outside, then I guess this isn't for you either.
Local activists in Philadelphia are planning to poster the city with this artwork this week, along with other slogans about anti-street harassment.
And Tanya, we're going to post some photos of this Stop Telling Women to Smile series on our website at whyy.org/thepulse.